Blog Talk Radio.
Contradictory, telling your children lies. You need to make them study Santa Claus and six
history, but yet we go and ever say Jesus. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Hello, Blog Talk Radio. The listeners out there, people that are smart enough to tune in, not just watching TV, eating popcorn, eating all these processed foods. This is Prophet David Howard Jr. Not a prophet because somebody in my family or somebody at the church decided it. It's something that Most High decided, and that if I was willing to accept that, that I could do the things and say the things that he wants. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to spend my life doing. Trying to help people see the truth about the Bible, the scriptures, the book of Enoch, the book of Jasher, the Apocrypha. I know some people, the devil, he, she, whatever you want to call it, is real clever and crafty in deceiving people. I was deceived by him for almost 23 years. But I always had a conscience. Like, even when I was a kid, I used to get in trouble all the time with my mother, all the time at school, because I thought for myself. Like, I'm not going to let you do my thinking. Like, you say there is no God. You say there is no God with a person like me. I'm going to be like, you know what? He's saying there's no God. It's got to be a God because he's saying it ain't. And I look at this guy and I watch this guy. I don't trust him. Let me do some research. And bam, truth. See, a lot of y'all is not learning the truth about the Most High because you're too busy chasing people. And you're too busy, you're hearing too many voices. It's like you got dementia or something. Hearing too many voices is dementia automatically. You have to know what voices to keep and what voices to throw down. And most of the voices that we're hearing today, we should throw away. Like, I mean, as far as politics, I don't vote. Let me just tell you that right now. But if I did, somebody got mad at me because I said if I voted right, then I had to, out of those two, Hillary and Donald Trump, I couldn't even decide, like who I would even pick. I know my views are conservative, but I just didn't trust either one of them because of this color of my skin. Throat clear. See, that's all politics are, is pick the white person you like more. Because they ain't going to let no black guy get in there that's going to change things for black people. In fact, they'll kill him. Well, let's kill this guy, or let's throw him in jail like they did Marcus Garvey, or let's kill this guy like they did Malcolm X and Martin Luther King before somebody try to vote for him and he be running the country. And let's put people like J. Edgar Hoover in place to make sure it happens. White supremacy exists. You don't believe that? Go look up Colin Kaepernick's stats, right? Go look up his stats. Count how many Super Bowls and how many NFC Championship games he's been in, right? And after you do all of that, then go to Mike Glennon's stats. And go to Case Keenum's stats and tell me anything either one of them done did. And I'm trying not to yell, but it's just ridiculous. I'm just getting sick of this, man. Yeah, people, I look, I see all these people, all these black people, you still don't get it. You still don't get it. You don't know how not to hate white people and keep your hands to yourself. You don't know how not to hate white people and buy from your own. Because most of y'all just looking at this integration stuff. Y'all not looking at the statistics. And that's what I'm here for. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you today. If you want to be helped, I'm going to help you today. We're going to get this straightened out. But before I do, I want to just play this clip from Muhammad Ali. And I really hope that Blog Talk is not a hypocritical podcast, because this needs to be on there today. You need to hear a perspective from someone who is unbiased. Yeah, I'm black. Yeah, I understand. But I'm going to tell it unbiasedly today. And it's going to seem biased, but it's going to be too factual for you to say it's biased. Listen to this.
In a marriage, too, right? Or that in together. Sure. And I'm sure no intelligent white person watching this show, or no intelligent white man in his or her right white mind, on black boys and black girls marrying their white sons and daughters, and in return introducing their grandchildren to Dan Brown, kiki-haired black people.
I'm sure I would.
Well, you wouldn't, but a lot of them would.
Well, I'm sure a few would.
What I'm trying to say is this. You don't have it. You say you don't. You don't have it. You really ain't going to have it. You don't show it. You got to say that.
That's not true.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I don't think I'm any different from you, you see.
Yeah, we're much different.
I mean, I think society's made us different.
You know we're different. We all together.
Society's made us different.
No, not society. God made us different.
No, we're just human beings. He made all of us.
We all, listen, bluebirds fly with bluebirds, red birds on the air. Listen, tell me when I'm wrong. Pigeons on the beat with pigeons.
They
don't have intelligence, but yet they stay together. We should have more intelligence than them, right? Bluebirds with bluebirds. They all are birds, but they got different cultures. The eagles like to hang out in the mountains. The buzzards like to fly around the desert.
Well,
the bluebird like to fly around the trees.
So there's certain problems a buzzard making with a sparrow, wouldn't there?
What? I don't see no black and white couples in England or America walking around proud holding their children.
That's because society.
And going out.
That's society's fault. I mean, we're educating people around it.
Well, life is too short for me to be raised catching hell or something like that. I'd rather go and be my own. I have a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife. They look like me. We're all happy, and I don't have no trouble. I ain't that much in love with no woman to go through all that hell. Ain't no one woman that good.
Muhammad Ali, great speech, and as usual, the typical white guy trying to secretly slave master black women. It's obviously looking at some black woman, probably looking at some black woman's butt, like, oh, yeah, that's nice. He talking about that's despair. How is that despair for, like he said, for wanting to be with your own? I tell you what it is. It's economic suicide for us. We not popular. Black people next to the Bible are the least popular in the world. The least popular. You don't believe it? Go somewhere. All you got to do, get in your car, go somewhere. Go somewhere where there's more whites or more Latinos or anything. Now, like he said, me personally, I know people in every race that I thought was cool, that I thought, you know, that I liked it, so on and so forth. I want to be on my own. I want to see my own. I want to see what I am. I want to see the people who came from the same region as my ancestors. I want to see them doing good and being able to express themselves freely in this country. And nothing happens. And we want to talk about the flag, right? We want to talk about the flag, but what about all those guys that was fighting in those war worlds and came home and got lynched? Huh? Let me give you some scripture. You think that the Most High made a mistake, like he said? You think he made a mistake, huh? But I'm not going to be able to go into every scripture. I'm going to go to some scriptures, right, just to give you a couple examples, right? Because some of y'all think that he made some mistakes. And if you – let me clear this up right now for the people who don't like to hear the truth. They like to shut stuff off because they hear a couple things that they don't like. If you're in an interracial marriage and, you know, you probably didn't hear this type of talk when you was walking down the aisle. You know, don't try to run away from your wife and kids because you done heard something real. It's, you know, it's kind of too late for you. Just try to make your thing work. You know, we don't subtract you right off the list. You know, I feel for you because you're still gonna be looked at as black. But, you know, if you want to listen, that's fine. Like Marcus Garvey used to tell him, you know, I'm sorry, man, but you know, if you want to listen, that's okay. You can stay here and listen. But I want to start by going to Numbers. And I got a lot to cover in a few minutes, so I want to get this going. I want to start by going to Numbers chapter 5. Now, after I read this, I'm going to hit you with a couple statistics that prove that integration has done nothing but made things worse for us. In fact, if integration was so successful, then why is the wealth gap between whites and blacks getting wider and wider? Because they want to integrate black women. They want black women. They want their peace to black women. They want to they in tanning booths as it is. And again, I don't hate white people, but here comes the truth. It's coming your way. They in tanning booths. They want tan. They want melanin, right? They want melanin, right? They want to see their kids with melanin, right? Right. Okay, let's go to the scriptures first so I can hit you with a couple of things. Numbers chapter 5. Those of you who think God is all about integration, this, that, and the other. It says, command the children of Israel that they put out of the camp every leper and everyone that hath an issue and whoever is defiled by the dead. Now let me just show you something. Let me show you something. How many of these movies, right? These zombie movies, people having sex with zombies, right? People having sex with dead people. And how many people in the true world, in the United States of A and abroad, are having sex with dead people in these funeral homes, right? No. Just look it up, right? I mean, I know they don't hide the percentages. But when you see the percentage, right, If you can find a percentage, just try to picture this for a minute. Based on your knowledge of who produces movies, right? And based on your knowledge of who owns these funeral homes, right? Who's sleeping with these dead people? Huh? What did God say? Put them out of the camp. Y'all trying to bring them in. Y'all want to hear, we are the world. Great song. We are the children. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day, so let's start giving. But they give to other countries. And while black men is killing each other in these streets to get something to eat for them and their kids in some cases. And some of these dudes is dying in these streets because when nobody give them a job that's going to pay them enough to live the lifestyle that the God of the heavens put in their heart to live. See? And so while all of this is going on, people dying in the streets. You ain't seeing all these people getting killed in these white neighborhoods, except for a guy losing his job and he kills his whole family. I mean, you might see that here and there. But you ain't saying every night all I hear, pop, 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 pop. That's all I hear. Walking around seeing people, man, I wonder what he got in his pocket watching, as they call it. But I just showed you in the scripture that he said if they got a leper, if they're a leper, put them out of the camp. What did the world do? Oh, she light skin, she a red bone, this, that, and the other. Oh, she, all this. So brown-skinned women in most cases, a lot of time, they feel they got to be more slutty because a lot of dudes, they're going to be quicker to look at that lighter-skinned woman, that white woman, especially a dark-skinned dude. I see a lot of dark-skinned dudes ending up in interracial marriages, especially. The Bible does not teach that we need to integrate with nobody but other believers, number one. In fact, I ain't got time to go to all the scriptures. But the Bible told you plainly that bad corrupt communications corrupt good character. So if you know that somebody else is talking about there, no God, this, that, and the other, especially if you black and they white, or something like that, or one of these other races that in dealing with this integration stuff, then you should know automatically to get away from them. And then when you look at the earth from a social and economic standpoint, when you see how they, okay, let me hit you with some numbers. Okay, look up the Pew Research Center, right? They did a study. They said basically that the last 60 years, every year, more blacks, a high percentage of blacks are impoverished, living below the poverty threshold. Every year, you've been voting for all this time, talking about people die. But every year, more of us are in poverty. And white people are not experiencing the same thing. In 1976, they said 31% of blacks were living below the poverty threshold and only 9% of whites. Now, for black women, I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you what they're up to. Just look at these commercials, right? You never see a black man with a white woman. You see a lot of commercials. You don't believe me? Look. Before you say anything, look, open your eyes. Count. Look at those commercials and tell me how many you see with a black woman and a white man. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to phase out the warrior black man, and y'all can't see it. You too busy pulling your pants up trying to fight somebody that look like you, same color. Shoot somebody that look like you, same color. Robbing people. You at work snitching. That's why I'm coming out with a book called The Black Man Laws. Be looking for it. It's coming soon. I'm going to help y'all. I'm going to help those of you that want to be helped. The rest of y'all, just get out the way. Get the hell out of the way. Yeah, I said it. Because you're in the way. You're in the way. Too many coons, man. The coon population is increasing. Yeah, I said that too. What is a coon? A coon is a black person who don't love themselves. A black person who distances themselves from other blacks and like whites and other races more than blacks. And abide from those other races more than they will buy from blacks. That's why these Middle Easterns taking over our neighborhoods. They're not integrating with us. They're integrating that money. They're not integrating with us. Okay. Revelation 18. Now, I showed you one. The Most High wants you to segregate. He wants you to segregate from people who would teach you that he don't exist. He wants you to segregate from people that's going to lead you astray. He wants you to segregate from people that don't want you to remember your ancestors. I don't got time to go into every scripture, but I'm just basically summing up some things that I read in here. You can take my word for it, or you don't have to. And then the book of Philemon, right? That book ain't even supposed to be in here. Telling the slave to return to his master. That's why I tell y'all all the time that the Bible contains truth. It contains the words of the Most High, but it's not infallible. Because it was twisted and it was changed slightly by slave masters and men who wanted to rule over our ancestors. So I'm just showing you a couple of scriptures that prove that the Most High don't want you to integrate with nobody. He don't do the integrate. At the end of days, he's going to take all the people from all races and understand in their heart and mind, and their names are written in the book of life. But right now, we have too many issues to be trying to blend ourselves away. Understand that. Okay. Now, in the book of Revelation, it says, talks about the great whore of Babylon. The great whore basically symbolizes the whole world system from a symbolic standpoint. But he says, and we all know that we have no power. So we all know that the great whore doesn't really symbolize black people. We ain't got no power. We at the bottom in every statistical category. It says, Babylon the Great is fallen, and is become the habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Then here's why I don't get into that. Nothing against them. They got some truth now. The Hebrew Israelite stuff and the black nationalists. Here what? Because some of them be wearing Horus on their clothes, and they don't realize that Horus symbolizes the Illuminati Masonic system. When they were creating their own gods, they created Horus. But the angel told us in chapter 18, verse 4 of Revelation, come out of her, talking about Babylon, talking about the great whore, talking about the system, the matrix, my people, that you be not partakers of her sins, and that you receive not of her plagues. But see, why am I bringing this up in the 90 seconds I got left? And I'm probably going to have a part two to this. But why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because I'm hearing all this talk about segregation and flags and all this, yada, yada, yada. But where's the wealth? Where's the wealth? Because there is a gap for those of you that believe that we're doing better. You do the research. We own the same that we did when our ancestors escaped slavery. 1%. It's the same. It's the same. The Bible does not tell us to integrate with white people. It tells us not to hate white people. And we need to learn, and we need to stick together, and we need to get our neighborhoods back and get this wealth in our neighborhoods, give these dudes jobs so they won't have to be out here robbing and stealing. And we need to do just like they did in Tulsa, Black Wall Street. They didn't want them just like they don't want us, so they did their own thing. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe so you'll know every time I do another broadcast. I'm going to do another part to this integration in the Bible. Thanks for listening.